was late afternoon when one of the canvas-topped army trucks roared past me, stirring up clouds of dust, and I glimpsed my grandfather's shock of white hair in the back. I shouted and began to run after the lumbering vehicle, nearly catching up when I saw my grandfather turn his face away from me, a week's growth of beard making him look old and ill. "Papa," I called. As the truck picked up speed, entering the long, shady avenue roofed with plane trees, the dust and exhaust stung my lungs as I hurtled into the tunnel of shade, tears of frustration dimming my sight. As I emerged into the sunlight where passengers were climbing out of the parked truck, I spied my grandfather walking away from me, staggering, trying to catch my breath. I reached him and seized his arm. "What is it, Papa?" I asked. "Where is Mana?" Drachma notes. "Take this. Go down to the harbor and buy sweets," he said in a choked voice. "Buy enough for many people." Then he walked off, leaving me standing in the dust, staring after him. Sweets.